This morning on WCHL, as the fallout continues from the Weinstein Report, former UNC football player Michael McAdoo has filed a class action lawsuit against the university. Your votes could win Hillsborough the coveted title of coolest small town in America.
I like to think of it as we're just setting a good example, because there's a lot of cool places. It really is about neighborhoods and people coming together.
And the Chapel Hill Town Council will discuss a plan to improve the intersection of Fordham Boulevard and Ephesus Church Road when the council meets tonight. These stories and much more, plus your Chapel Hill Garborough traffic and weather together. And WCHL Championship Sports, with the Carolina football team enjoying a bye week, the rest of the Tar Heel athletes offered up a mixed bag of results on a very busy sports weekend. And
the News and Observer is at it again. What a surprise.
That's this morning in Art Chansky's Sports Notebook.
This is 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. WCHL's morning news with Ron Stutz begins now.
6:07 at WCHL, and a little chilly this morning, but it will be really nice later on in the day. Nothing but sunshine and the high this afternoon in the middle 60s. More weather like that through tonight and tomorrow as well. A little bit warmer tomorrow. For Veterans Day, we'll be up around 70 degrees. As the fallout continues from the Weinstein Report, former UNC football player Michael McAdoo has filed a class action lawsuit against the university. The lawsuit says UNC denied McAdoo a quality education by steering him into fraudulent classes in the African and Afro-American Studies Department. McAdoo is one of the football players declared ineligible back in 2010 for receiving improper benefits, including improper assistance on papers. He filed suit against the school then as well to restore his eligibility, and it was that suit that led to the discovery of the AFAM scandal, when bloggers on a North Carolina State website noticed that McAdoo had plagiarized one of the school papers he'd submitted as evidence to the court. The current lawsuit was filed in Charlotte last week. More than 3,000 students, about half of them athletes, took those bogus paper classes in the AFAM department during the 1990s and 2000s. The NNO reports that the players in the NCAA champion 2005 basketball team, which included many AFAM majors, took a combined total of 35 paper classes during the 2004-05 academic year alone. Your votes could win Hillsborough the coveted title of coolest small town in America. With its thriving food scene, community spirit, and a host of literary luminaries, Mayor Tom Stevens says Hillsborough sets an example of how rich small town life can be.
I like to think of it as we're just setting a good example, because there's a lot of cool places. It really is about neighborhoods and people coming together and taking the good things that you have and how can we accentuate those, how can we make things better.
Hillsborough is currently in the lead in Budget Travel's nationwide online contest, ranking towns with populations under 10,000. You can nominate a town until December 2nd. After that, the list will be narrowed down to 15 frontrunners. The winning town will be announced in February. Stevens reminds all Orange County residents, your vote can help shine a light on a local gem.
Go vote for Hillsborough. We've been in the lead for a good while, and you can vote every day.
You can find a link to the contest at our website, chapelborough.com. Chapel Hill Town Council will discuss a plan to improve the intersection of Fordham Boulevard and Ephesus Church Road when the council meets tonight. The roadway redesign aims to fix one of the most congested intersections in town and make it easier to get in and out of Rams Plaza Shopping Center. If the council approves the plan, town officials will need to get rights of way and public access easements from property owners on both sides of Ephesus Church Road and along Fordham Boulevard at Rams Plaza. The cost of the first phase of improvements is estimated to be $2.8 million. The town will find out next month that the projects qualify for funding from the North Carolina Department of Transportation. The council will also hear an update on UNC's development plans on the main campus as well as Carolina North. The council meets at 7 o'clock tonight in council chambers at Town Hall. WCHL News Time, 6:10. More news in just a moment.
I'm Betsy Bertram from Townsend Bertram & Company. This Friday, downtown Carborough kicks off the holiday season with Light Up Carborough, an evening of shopping, dining, and good cheer. Luminaries will line the downtown streets, Second Friday Art Walk will be in full swing, and local businesses will be open late for shopping and dining. Plus, you don't want to miss our annual tree lighting at Townsend Bertram & Company in front of Carmel. Live music starts at 6:30 and we'll turn the lights on at 7:30. Join us this Friday for Light Up Carrboro. Details at localcarrboro.com. See you Friday.
For the best burgers and fries in town and where kids eat free on Sundays, head to Buns in Chapel Hill. Right in the heart of downtown, on Columbia Street between Franklin and Rosemary, Buns sells amazing burgers every day for a taste and a price the whole family will love. And remember, on Sundays, you can purchase one adult combo and receive one free kids meal. So when you're craving burgers, take the family to Buns. It's burger perfection.
More rewards, not more rules. That's what you can expect from our Visa Bonus Rewards Card. With the Visa Bonus Rewards Card, earn points that you can redeem for your choice of cash back, travel, and more. Plus, get $25 cash back with your first purchase. More rewards, not more rules. Apply today at any Bank of North Carolina branch or on our website. For details and full disclosure, go to bankofnc.com. Subject to credit approval. Member FDIC.
This is only a test. This is a test of the emergency alert system on 97.9 FM WCHL. This is only a test. FM WCHL Chapel Hill is a member of the Emergency Alert System. This concludes this test of the Emergency Alert System.
Good morning from 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL. You're waking up with Ron Stutz. And remember, we're your station for the Tar Heels.
6:13 at WCHL and more news this morning. Nearly 2 years after new owners took over the embattled Greenbridge development, all but six condos have been sold. WCHL's Elizabeth Friend has more details.
Betty Harbert is the Executive Vice President of the Marketing Directors, which handles Greenbridge's sales and marketing. She says just a half dozen of the 97 condos are still available, and the company is pushing a novel approach to get them sold by year's end.
Make us an offer, we'll make you a deal is our campaign to close out by the end of the year. The owners had a goal to sell out in 2 years, and we're on track to do that.
The 1-, 2-, and 3-bedroom condos start at around $350,000, but Harbert says price isn't the only negotiating point.
It's not just off price that we can take an offer, but we're looking at including some homeowners association fees as part of the deal, maybe a storage unit as part of the deal, maybe a little off price. So the offer can be a number of things. Because every home is unique, the offer is also very unique.
In addition, Harbert says only one of the ground floor retail spaces remains unoccupied. This marks a turnaround for the development, which has been embroiled in controversy since its conception. It was originally billed as Chapel Hill's most environmentally sustainable project, and while town leaders touted its green features, those in the nearby Northside neighborhood worried it would speed the pace of gentrification in the area, potentially driving out long-term residents. The site was plagued with bomb threats and vandalism. Then, the original investors got caught short in the housing and banking crisis. Shortly after opening in 2010, the development was foreclosed in 2011. Condo sales were put on hold for 2 years until Square Mile Capital Management, LLC, purchased Greenbridge in 2012. Harbert says the new owners put considerable time and money into making the project a success.
The owners gave a lot of capital to the building. They came in, built out a sales office. We've been there for the last 2 years, 7 days a week, 2 weeks a year.
Now, after four tumultuous years, Greenbridge is on track to fill the last remaining vacancies within the next 2 months. You can find out more on our website, chapelboro.com. Elizabeth Friend, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
The average age of a newly diagnosed cancer patient in the United States is 67. The director of the UNC Limeburger Geriatric Oncology Program says that's one reason he hopes to see a lot of older cancer patients and their families at a free public forum at the Friday Center on November 14th. That is, of course, later on in the week. WCHL's Danny Hooley has more.
We'll have experts, we'll have workshops, forums, we'll have time to meet a lot of the faculty at UNC Lineberger who take care of older patients.
That includes surgeons, oncologists, chemotherapy experts, and radiation experts, according to Dr. Haimus, the director of the UNC Limeburger Geriatric Oncology Program. The Friday event, Cancer and Older Adults Care and Treatment, is free and open to the public from 1 until 5 p.m. There will be a reception afterward.
We hope that a lot of older people who are affected with cancer will come because frequently they have a lot of questions they haven't asked their doctors or nurses.
Cancer is tough for everyone who deals with it, but it presents specific challenges for older adults, their families, and their caregivers. One of those is finding treatment options that allow older patients to maintain independence.
We don't want cancer treatment to take someone who's a functional older adult and for a very small gain put them in assisted living or the requirement for family care all the time.
Muss added that doctors need to take care not to either hold back treatment breakthroughs for older cancer patients, nor to go overboard with options that are too vigorous. It's a fine balance, best achieved on a patient-by-patient basis.
There's a tendency to say, oh, he's or she's old, they're not interested in state-of-the-art treatment. It's untrue. We need to personalize it.
And as the aging population in the U.S. continues to grow, so will the number of older cancer patients, he added. You can register for Friday afternoon's event at the Friday Center at unclimeburger.org, and that link is available in this story on our website, chapelboro.com, or you can call 919-966-7888. 34. That's 919-966-7834. Danny Hooley, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Tom Tillis says his U.S. Senate victory in North Carolina is largely the result of a referendum on President Barack Obama's 6 years in office. But the Republican House Speaker's path to defeating Democratic Senator Kay Hagan last week was more complicated than that. People who worked for and with the Tillis campaign say it was more than just getting enough people to vote for him. It was about getting the right people in the right place to vote. Tillis strategist Paul Shoemaker says the campaign focused on boosting turnout in areas where Republicans may have underperformed in past midterms, and the campaign used detailed voter information to target presidential year voters who could be moved to vote this fall. Tillis won by fewer than 50,000 votes from among 2.9 million votes cast. WCHL News Time, 6:18. Time now for traffic and weather together. Traffic brought to you this Four Corners. And not a lot of traffic to talk about this morning. Not a lot going on out there. Not yet, but that situation will certainly change. Nikki Morse is in the newsroom this morning. She'll be reporting on traffic in just a few minutes. In the meantime, if you know of a problem that we're not reporting, call us in the newsroom, 919-967-8363, or you can tweet us at WCHL Chapelboro. And now looking at Four Corners, the home of the $6 lunch specials, Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. until 3 p.m. It's a good deal. Join the lunch club, and your six lunch is free at Four Corners in downtown Chapel Hill on East Franklin Street. WCHL's Chapel Hill Carpenter weather. 36 degrees in Chapel Hill right now. Sunshine today. High today in the middle 60s. A little bit on the chilly side this morning. Surprised me when I walked outside. Tonight we're looking at clear skies with the lows in the low 40s. And tomorrow, Veterans Day, partly sunny with a high up about 70 degrees. Wednesday, mostly clear with a low in the middle 40s. And then on Wednesday, a mostly sunny day with a high in the upper 60s. So, pretty good weather coming up for the next couple of days here. And we turn now to WCHL Championship Sports. With the UNC football team enjoying a bye week, the rest of the Tar Heel athletes offered up a mixed bag of results and a busy sports weekend at Carolina. WCHL's Adam Moore reports.
UNC men's basketball coach Roy Williams says his team's hard work and practice paid off last Friday night against Belmont Abbey.
Well, we're much more gifted naturally than that team was, and we've been working pretty doggone hard in practice. We've been getting after them a little bit, and I thought the first couple of minutes we weren't really into it defensively, and then we were really good defensively, you know.
Although Coach Williams was pleased with his team's 112-34 win, he did see some room for improvement.
Looked like a Model T Ford out there compared to the way I want them to run. And the reason I took those guys, we had Nate and Joel out there, and it looked like pedestrians. And that's the reason, that's one of the things I jumped on about. We need to run harder, got to get our big guys running more, but it's nowhere near where I want it to be, but I think we're going to get there.
Sophomore forward Isaiah Hicks says the Tar Heels keep the atmosphere light in the locker room.
Always be together, you know, in the locker room, playing games and all that, ping pong. And then you have Joel Kennedy, big goofballs, you know, just keep the team laughing and, you know, keeping them together.
Ping pong is one of the team's favorite ways to stay loose in the locker room. But even in ping pong, the Tar Heels keep it competitive.
Marcus, JP, you know, we have tears, so Tier 1 would be Marcus, JP, Hoops. Yeah, that's it.
UNC volleyball head coach Joe Segula was once again impressed by his team's effort following their 3-0 victory over Virginia Tech Sunday.
We've got a lot of weapons, and we were able to use them all tonight.
UNC sophomore tennis player Braden Schnurr captured the USTA ITA National Indoor Collegiate Championship Sunday with a 7-5, 7-6 win over Vanderbilt's Gonzalez Austin. But not all of the Tar Heel athletes tasted success over the weekend. The UNC women's soccer team lost 2-0 to Virginia in the ACC tournament semifinals Friday night. The men's soccer team lasted only 2 days longer as they fell 1-0 to Louisville in the ACC tournament quarterfinals on Sunday. Following the loss, senior forward Andy Craven realizes the regular season is over and that there are things to address before NCAA tournament play begins.
If anything, it was a good indication of where we need to be and where we need to work towards, and to know that, you know, we haven't arrived yet, we haven't peaked yet. As many goals as we've scored, it doesn't matter. It's playoffs now, so it's kind of, it's important to maintain the good stuff that we've done in the season and try to minimize the bad stuff.
Although not every Tar Heel was victorious over the weekend, the ultimate prize of a national championship is still within reach. Adam Moore, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Kobe Bryant and Jeremy Lin each scored 21 points, and the Los Angeles Lakers rallied to beat the Charlotte Hornets 107-92 last night for their first victory of the season after 5 straight losses. Carlos Boozer added 16 points in Byron Scott's first win as Lakers coach. Their victory left Philadelphia as the NBA's only winless team at 0-7. Lin and Boozer's offense dominated the third when the Lakers were down by 7 before a 25-6 run sent them into the fourth, leading 76-64. It was a lead they never gave up. Al Jefferson scored 23 points and Kemba Walker added 17 for the Hornets, whose 2-game winning streak ended. Gary Neal added 14 off the bench and Lance Stevenson had 10 rebounds. Carolina Panthers didn't play this weekend. Panthers are on the road at Philadelphia for a game coming up tonight. So that's a quick look at WCHL Championship Sports. We'll have more in an hour, including our Chansky Sports Notebook, right here on WCHL. 623.
The Carolina Inn is now the Tailgate Inn. Hi, this is Michelle from the Carolina Inn inviting you to tailgate with us for every home game. Enjoy our Build Your Own Bloody Mary Bar, including our signature extra spicy incinerator. There's plenty of comfortable seating under the shady oaks and magnolias on the Inn's front lawn, along with big screen TVs. And at game time, Keenan Stadium is only steps away. Bring your Tar Heel spirit to the Carolina Inn, also known as the Tailgate Inn. Find out more at CarolinaInnEvents.com. Go Heels.
This is Kit Ballew of Franklin Street Realty.
And I'm Sammy Martin. Kit, it's clear to us that buyers benefit from having their own agent, whether a first-time buyer or someone who has done it numerous times. Agents at Franklin Street bring an uncommon body of knowledge and experience to the table.
Finding the right home can be easy or it can be torturous. Getting from contract to actually owning requires tenacity and a clear head. Emotions can run really high during the process on both sides.
People can get really uptight about money, and in our market, we're talking a lot of it. 1-2% of the price can be thousands of dollars. We are really good at keeping the numbers in perspective, and negotiating the purchase price is probably the easiest part of the whole thing.
No kidding. Due diligence, inspections and repairs, low appraisals and other loan problems, and the resultant delays in closing. Did we mention that emotions on both sides can make these issues seem insurmountable?
That's why we're here, Franklin Street Realty. Why would you call anyone else?
Find us on the web at franklinstreetrealty.com or on the phone at 929-7174.
Our name is WCHL. Our dial position is 97.9 FM and 1360 AM. Our station website is chapelboro.com, where you can listen anywhere in the world with live streaming. This is Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. 97.9 FM, 1360 AM, WCHL.
625 at WCHL. I'm Rod Stetson. Time now for the Osgood File.
Sponsored in part by Walgreens. Get the most from Medicare Part D at Walgreens, where you could save even more with prescription copays as low as $0. Applies to Tier 1 generics for select plans. This is Charles Osgood. There's a new biography out this week on the 41st president, George H.W. Bush, written by his son, the 43rd president, George W. Bush. Our CBS News colleague Bob Schieffer asked the author,
"Do you think you would have been president had it not been for him?"
"Well, I wouldn't have been born had it not been for him."
"There you go."
More after this. The American dream, it's the promise of a fulfilled and happy life. It's at the heart of what we hold sacred as Americans. And there's another important promise, one made by your independent agent representing Auto Owners Insurance. A promise they'll work hard to protect your American dream. And after nearly 100 years in business, Auto Owners Insurance continues to stand behind their agents. So you can have the peace of mind you need to know your American dream is protected. Just go to AutoOwners.com to locate an independent agent near you.
If you have Medicare Part D, you could be at the corner of, I'm throwing away money, and I had no idea. Well, Walgreens has your back. Our expert pharmacists make it easy for you to save even more on Medicare Part D prescriptions with copays as low as $0. So swing by Walgreens and talk to our pharmacist to get the most out of Medicare and your money. Walgreens, at the corner of happy and healthy.
Applies to Tier 1 generics for select plans.
As a jumping-off point for his book about his father, George W. Bush uses the parachute jump the old man made earlier this year on his 90th birthday.
What does the son say to an elderly parent who keeps jumping out of airplanes?
keep jumping, man. His mother said, I'm glad your father's jumping out at the church we go to up in Maine, because if it doesn't work, we won't have to go very far for the funeral.
Bush the elder loves Barbara's sense of humor. He always has. Just as W. has gained strength from his first lady, Laura. Bob Schieffer asked her,
what was it like marrying into this group?
Marvin Bush said it was like moving into Animal House or something.
let me say something here on this. It was a huge advantage for me and a huge advantage for Dad to have married the type of women we married.
Their lives have been quite different in many ways, but the author and the subject of this book have both made history, and as Bob Schieffer says,
no one in modern history has a better insight into another man's presidency than George W. Bush. He knows he could never be objective, but he says that really isn't the point.
And look, there's a lot of stereotypes in politics, you know. A lot of times they really didn't understand George H.W. Bush.
Is that the reason you wrote this book?
No, it's a tribute to him. It's a bouquet to a guy I love.
The Osgood File. This is Charles Osgood on the CBS Radio Network.
Hello, this is Tony Hall, real estate broker at Tony Hall & Associates. People often ask me, how does a small company such as Tony Hall & Associates sell so many homes? It's a matter of quality versus quantity. We don't have the most agents, we have the best agents. If you're planning to buy or sell real estate, call us today at 919-933-8500 or see us online at TonyHallAssociates.com. At Tony Hall & Associates, we don't just list houses, we sell them.
Thanksgiving brunch at the Carolina Inn. This Thanksgiving, experience a family gathering filled with traditional holiday fare, artfully prepared by Carolina Crossroads' talented culinary team. Enjoy a spectacular Thanksgiving Day brunch with those that mean the most, and let executive chef James Clark help the cooks in your kitchen take the morning off. Carolina Crossroads is now accepting reservations on the half hour for seatings 11 a.m. until 4. Visit CarolinaInn.com for more information and reserve your space now for Thanksgiving Day brunch at Carolina Crossroads.
Are you looking for new customers? Try Our Local Deal, brought to you by WCHL and the Chapel Hill Carborough Chamber of Commerce. You offer a deal to the community from your business and folks purchase it. Everybody loves a deal. With Our Local Deal, your company is featured on 97.9 FM WCHL, on the website at OurLocalDeal.com, and through social media. Want to try the best marketing deal in town? Visit OurLocalDeal.com or call us at 919-933-4165.
The Junior League of Durham and Orange Counties proudly presents the 75th Annual Bargain Sale to be held at the American Legion in Chapel Hill on Saturday, November 15th. Shop thousands of new and gently used items at bargain sale prices, including clothing, furniture, housewares, toys, sporting goods, linens, and other collectibles. The sale will be open to the public from 9 a.m. to 3:30 p.m., with a special senior sale for individuals 55 plus opening at 8 a.m. Thank you, WCHL, for caring about our community.
Good morning. It's 6:30 at WCHL. Time to take a look at your Chapel Hill cover of weather. Brought to you this morning by Grimble Jewelers. It is going to be really nice today. It is 37 degrees right now, a little bit on the nippy side, but sunny. It's going to warm up soon. Our high today in the middle 60s. Tonight, we're looking at clear skies with the lows in the low 40s. And tomorrow, it just happens to be Veterans Day, partly sunny with a high of about 70 degrees. Tomorrow night, mostly clear with a low in the middle 40s. And on Wednesday, mostly sunny with a high in the upper 60s. Looking ahead a little bit for the rest of the week. On Thursday, we're going to have a lot of clouds developing. Chance of rain in the afternoon for the first time this week, Thursday. Probability, or a small probability at least, of rain. And then on Friday, we're looking at partly sunny with a high only in the middle 40s, so definitely cooling off. Grimble Jewelers, Chapel Hill's premier full-service jeweler in the Village Plaza, right next to Whole Foods. They're always there for you.
If it's happening in our Chapel Hill Carborough community, you will hear about it on 97.9 FM, WCHL, and you'll find it on our website, chapelborough.com.
Snow is going to be dumped on the middle of the country. Andrew Orison's at the National Weather Service.
We're looking at a significant winter storm from the upper Midwest region into the upper lakes, especially later today and tonight. We'll be looking at storm totals on the order of 1 to 2 feet.
Might be a challenge to drive in Minnesota where that winter storm is coming. The DOT's Kevin Gutnecht says they're set. Plows are on the trucks. Salt's ready. Drivers have been trained. He warns motorists.
Maybe you're going to need to leave earlier than you normally would. That would be a good thing. Maybe you have to take a little bit different route than you normally would. But folks, and most importantly, you need to slow down and take your time.
Bruce Sullivan's a senior forecaster at the Weather Prediction Center. East of the Rocky Mountains, we may feel this blast for a while.
Current indications that there'll be several shots of cold air coming in over the next 5 to 10 days. And some of the longer range computer models suggest this pattern could be locked in for well over a week or so.
CBS News Update, I'm Dave Barrett.
WCHL News, Talk and Tar Heels at 97.9 FM, WCHL.
36 degrees, 632 at WCHL. Good morning, I'm Ron Stutz. As the fallout continues from the Weinstein Report, former UNC football player Michael McAdoo has filed a class action lawsuit against the university. The lawsuit says UNC denied McAdoo a quality education by steering him into fraudulent classes in the African and Afro-American Studies Department. McAdoo is one of the football players declared ineligible back in 2010 for receiving improper benefits, including improper assistance on papers. He filed suit against the school then as well to restore his eligibility, and it was that suit that led to the discovery of the AFAM scandal when bloggers on an NC State website noticed that McAdoo had plagiarized one of the school papers he had submitted as evidence to the court. The current lawsuit was filed in Charlotte last week. More than 3,000 students, about half of those athletes, took those bogus paper classes in the AFAM department during the 1990s and 2000s. The NNO reports that the players in the NAIA champion 2005 basketball team, which included many AFAM majors, took a combined total of 35 paper classes during the 2004-2005 academic year alone. Your votes could win Hillsboro the coveted title of coolest small town in America. With its thriving food scene, community spirit, and a host of literary luminaries, Hillsboro Mayor Tom Stevens says this town sets an example, an excellent example of how rich small town life can be.
I like to think of it as we're just setting a good example, because there's a lot of cool places. It really is about neighborhoods and people coming together and taking the good things that you have and how can we accentuate those, how can we make things better.
Hillsboro is currently in the lead in Budget Travel's nationwide online contest, ranking towns with populations under 10,000. You can nominate a town until December 2nd. After that, the list will be narrowed down to 15 frontrunners. The winning town will be announced in February. Stevens reminds all Orange County residents your vote can help shine a light on a local gem.
Go vote for Hillsboro. We've been in the lead for a good while, and you can vote every day.
You can find a link to the contest at our website, chapelborough.com. The Chapel Hill Town Council will get together tonight, and they will discuss a plan to improve the intersection of Fordham Boulevard and Ephesus Church Road. When the council meets tonight, there is a lot of room for improvement with that particular intersection. It's really congested there. The roadway redesign aims to fix one of the most congested intersections in town and make it easier to get in and out of Rams Plaza Shopping Center. Now, if the council approves this plan, town officials will need to get rights of way and public access easements from property owners on both sides of Ephesus Church Road and along Fordham Boulevard at Rams Plaza. The cost of the first phase of improvements is estimated to be $2.8 million. The town will find out next month if the projects qualify for funding from the North Carolina Department of Transportation. The council will also hear an update on UNC's development plans on the main campus as well as Carolina North. The council meets at 7 o'clock tonight in council chambers at Town Hall. Another national election came and went last week, and with all was said and done, it was a very good night for Republicans across the country, better even than the pollsters had predicted. Why did Republican candidates do so well across the board, and why did they outperform the pundits' predictions? WCHL's Aaron Keck spoke with public policy polling director Tom Jensen.
I think the biggest surprise nationally is how many governorships the Republicans won. Really, every single close governor's race ended up breaking to the Republicans, and some of them were in states where you just don't expect Democrats to lose, places like Illinois, Maryland. I think perhaps the craziest result of the night is that in Vermont, the state legislature is going to have to pick the governor, because if nobody gets 50%, the legislature gets to pick the governor. And you know, when Democrats couldn't even get to 50% in Vermont, that it was a pretty rough night for the party. What's interesting in the Senate picture, I think a lot of the races, it's a surprise that the Republicans won by as wide of a margin as they did. But the only race that actually is sort of surprising in terms of who won, sort of taking the margins out of the equation, is North Carolina. I mean, Kay Hagan was only up by one or two in the polls, but it really was amazingly consistent what a large percentage of the polls she'd had that 1 or 2 point lead in. But I think in the end, the undecideds just broke against the president, and Kay Hagan was the victim of that.
And I know the numbers are starting to come out comparing different polling places or polling outlets, and public policy polling did pretty good in this election cycle. How, as a pollster, do you determine, and I know this is a complicated question, who to survey ahead of an election?
Well, that's a really good question because, you know, we did come out second or third in the pollster ratings, but I'm still not very happy with our polls. They were not nearly as good as they had been in previous election cycles, even if they look okay on the curve. Who we were calling for the elections this year were people who had voted in at least two out of three of the 2008, 2010, and 2012 general elections. And what that means is we were calling people, you didn't have to have voted in a midterm election before. If you just voted in both the 2008 and 2012 presidential elections, you still sort of made it through our screen. And I think the reason we overestimated Democrats across the board may have had something to do with that. I think if we had it to do over again, we'd maybe call people who voted in both 2010 and 2012 to ensure that you had a history of voting in midterm elections in the past. But sort of what's interesting for pollsters to think about is the things that we might change because our polls weren't so good in 2014 might make our polls worse in 2016, because it's just a reality that now in American politics, your midterm election and your presidential election have fundamentally different electorates. So you almost have to think about how to make adjustments on sort of a 4-year cycle instead of a 2-year cycle.
We're speaking with Tom Jensen, director of public policy polling, and pollsters were calling for the most part North Carolina for Kay Hagan and some of those other races. Republicans ended up winning by a larger majority, or Democrats ended up winning by less of a majority than they were supposed to. And that was the case really across the country. So in your surveys, what were the reasons for that? Why were voters voting the way that they did?
Well, I think there's a couple of things to sort of explain why the polls ended up being off. One thing that's interesting, and I'll use North Carolina to illustrate it, is that among the voters who were undecided on our final North Carolina poll, only 10% approved of President Obama, 70% disapproved. And if you took our final poll and just added all the undecideds, if you decided the undecideds were going to break the way they felt about the president, so if they approved of Obama, they'd vote for Hagan. If they disapproved of Obama, they'd vote for Tillis. That would have taken Hagan from leading by 2 points in our final poll to Tillis leading by 1 point in our final poll. And we were seeing similar things to that across the board. The voters who were still undecided in the key Senate races didn't like Obama. They also didn't really like the Republicans, so that was why they were undecided, was because they didn't really like the Republicans either. But at the end of the day, they ended up voting against the president. So I think 3 or 4 points of the poll error across the board you can sort of chalk up to that. And I think the rest of it is that we were just overestimating the extent to which Democrats were going to turn out. I think a lot of pollsters made adjustments to what they had done in 2012, because in 2012 the polls underestimated the Democrats, and we were all trying to avoid doing that again, and in the process we ended up overestimating the Republicans. But I think what we have to be careful is not to then change things back for 2016, because then in a presidential election where Democrats do really turn out, you risk sort of ending up right back where you were 2 years ago, but I think the whole thing shows polling is just getting harder with response rates the way they are.
That is Tom Jensen in Public Policy Polling speaking with WCHL's Aaron Keck. Tune in tomorrow for more from Jensen, including an early look ahead to 2016. WCHL News Time 640. Coming up next, Lou Margolis has today's commentary, and it has nothing to do with the AFAM scandal. That will be followed by Inside Carolina Football on WCHL.
You may know that Paws Forever rescues homeless dogs and cats in our community, but did you also know that Paws Forever commits to their animals for the rest of their lives? Some animals live at Paws Forever for just a short time, and others for years. Like Gypsy, a sweet but very shy cat who was at Paws Forever 5 years. She is now thriving in her new home. Please consider offering your support to the long-term work of Paws Forever. Learn more and donate at pawsforever.org. Thanks, WCHL, for your support.
Change your plans on Monday. The Carolina Coffee Shop is now open 7 days a week from 8 a.m. on weekdays and 9 a.m. on the weekend. North Carolina's oldest restaurant has more that's new, like an espresso bar with professionally trained baristas. The Carolina Coffee Shop is now the one-stop shop for the best in breakfast, lunch, and dinner, serving the freshest in local fare. And it's espresso bar. Check out CarolinaCoffeeShop.com, plus Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram for daily deals and specials. The Carolina Coffee Shop, now open on Monday. Two.
Rainwater is essential to our lives, and the trees around our homes add beauty and shade. But the combination of water and leaves clogs gutters and causes leaks, rot, and foundation problems around our homes. Hi, I'm Charlie Quayle with Gutter Solutions. We combine well-crafted gutters and our exclusive Gorilla Guard gutter covers for gutters that work, guaranteed. Call Gutter Solutions today to get the monkey off your back with the Gorilla Guard gutter covers at 967-7979 or find us on the web at chimneysplusgutters.com.
The Carolina Inn is now the Tailgate Inn. Hi, this is Michelle from the Carolina Inn inviting you to tailgate with us for every home game. Enjoy our Build Your Own Bloody Mary bar, including our signature extra spicy incinerator. There's plenty of comfortable seating under the shady oaks and magnolias on the Inn's front lawn, along with big screen TVs. And at game time, Keenan Stadium is only steps away. Bring your Tar Heel spirit to the Carolina Inn, also known as the Tailgate Inn. Find out more at CarolinaInnEvents.com. Go Heels.
36 degrees, 642 at WCHL. Good morning.
And now, WCHL presents the commentators.
This is Lou Margolis. Hardly a day goes by without a media story about credit card theft. Security is a top priority. Major companies provide credit card protection services. Lots of advice is shared both by security professionals and friends. One suggestion that I have adopted is not to put my signature on credit cards, but instead print boldly in that space, ask for photo ID. I don't know the evidence of the effectiveness of this approach, but it has got to be more effective than the use of undecipherable scrawls. How would anyone validate that a signature is indeed the signature of the person presenting the card? Isn't comparing my live, handsome face with the stunning portrait on my driver's license more reassuring than a signature? Two things have amazed me about this practice. First, I would guess that maybe 1 out of 10 merchants or servers even bothers to turn the card over to check the signature box. Of those, a tiny fraction ask for my photo ID, sometimes apologetically. As I show my driver's license, I thank them for even asking. Second, an occasional merchant or governmental official has warned me that they cannot accept a credit card without a signature. That's right, a scrawl somehow satisfies a commercial or governmental security interest, but an official ID shown by the live owner of that ID does not. I understand that the type of credit card misuse or theft that I am describing is just the tip of the iceberg of credit card crime. I understand that affixing my signature is part of an ancient practice signifying my duty to meet this obligation to pay. I understand the importance of standardized policies, but such policies should have a logical relationship to the intended goal, shouldn't they? I am curious to know what I am missing. This is Lou Margolis.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue. The Commentators, local people, local issues on 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Inside Carolina Basketball with Roy Williams is brought to you by
Mad Mothers Against Drunk Driving.
Carolina routed overmatched Belmont Abbey Friday night by the gaudy score of 112-34 as the Tar Heels won their final exhibition game of the season going away. Carolina shot 68% for the game, out-rebounded the Crusaders by 17 and forced 32 turnovers. Tar Heel head coach Roy Williams was impressed with his young team's effort in the blowout win.
We're more gifted, but we did some good things as well, and I loved our effort, and they're tired of playing against each other, so it was good to play against somebody else. This team is a wonderful group of kids, and it's been fun so far.
Before you take that first drink of alcohol, make sure you have a plan to get home safely. Alcohol affects your judgment, even after that first drink. After a couple more, you might think you're okay to drive, but you're not. Always designate a non-drinking driver. There's no happy holiday ending to drunk driving. MAD North Carolina wishes you a safe holiday season. Visit mad.org/NC to learn how you can plan a safe party and get home safely.
We all need people who will be there for us in life, especially when things get tough. People who say, we're with you no matter what. At Wells Fargo, we're with you now, at a time when you might have more financial questions than answers, and when it's time to rethink just about everything you do. So whether it's trying to figure out if it's a good time to buy a house, if you need to create a budget, or if you just need to get a handle on your expenses, Wells Fargo is with you. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. Wells Fargo Bank N.A., member FDIC, equal housing lender.
The Tar Heels smothered Belmont Abbey defensively, forcing 32 turnovers and scoring 47 points off those miscues. Williams thinks his team can excel on the defensive end.
I told him in the locker room that we have a chance to be much better defensively this year than we were last year. We do with, if you play JP and Justin Jackson at 2-3, and they're 6-7, 6-8 with the length and athleticism they have. And Marcus is as good a defender as I've ever had at a point guard, so that's pretty strong on the perimeter. And to get the big guys doing it, we have a chance.
Inside Carolina Basketball with Roy Williams has been brought to you by MAD, Mothers Against Drunk Driving.
WCHL, good morning. It is 6:47, and coming up next, Nikki Morse has a look at your morning traffic.
The rugged Samsung Galaxy S5 Active, exclusively from AT&T, stands up to most everything. Falls into the shallow end? No problem. Falls into a mud puddle? A-OK. Falls into a deep fryer? That's a no-no. Drop it in a mop bucket. Fine. Drop it in the chili con queso. No problemo. Drop it in a garbage disposal. Yeah, that's a problem. Rain shower. No biggie. Meteor shower? That would be a no.
AT&T, mobilizing your world. Make the most of this school year and get the Samsung Galaxy S5 Active for zero down with AT&T Next. Exclusive to AT&T, the Galaxy S5 Active is engineered for your active lifestyle. Visit att.com or store.
Device meets military standards for monitoring shock resistance.
In the dry cleaning business,
trust residue shock resistant for drops or falls.
Hi, this is Brenda Honeycutt. And for more than three decades, our family-owned and operated business has been earning the trust of our loyal customers. I invite you to find out why so many Chapel Hill families trust their everyday and hard-to-handle items with us. Plaza Dry Cleaners on Elliott Road and the Whole Foods Shopping Center. Plaza Dry Cleaners. Improve your image. Come clean with us.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is 6:48 at WCHL. I'm Rod Stutz. A little bit on the nippy side this morning. And Nikki Morse is all shivering over there next to the other microphone. And how are you doing this morning?
I'm doing good, but I got to tell you, I'm not going to be shivering. I'm not shivering as bad as I will like later on in the week.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, we've got some kind of cold front coming through.
Yeah, well, you know. You never know.
As you know.
Whether it actually happens or
right.
or not.
Right. We could get 12 inches of snow. Don't listen to that.
Oh, wow.
Actually, folks. I saw snow shovels on sale at the grocery store yesterday.
Really?
Yeah, and I thought to myself, am I missing something? Did somebody say something that I didn't hear?
Maybe you should have gotten one of those, and maybe you should have also run to the grocery store to get bread and milk. So you'd be ready.
Right.
Did you have a good weekend?
I did. You?
Yeah. Yeah,
excellent.
Not bad.
Got some rest, huh?
Worked a lot in the yard this weekend as well. It was not a football game, and so.
Did you have to rake a lot of leaves or something?
Yeah, did some raking. Some mowing. Mowed for the last time, I guess.
Wow.
And it kind of chews up the leaves, you know.
Oh. So. So in other words, he didn't do any raking.
Not a lot, no.
I see how you are.
Yep, you got it. Well, anyway, that's a rare occasion when you find me working in the yard two straight days.
Two?
Yeah, amazing, yes.
Wow. Not, it's a riding lawnmower, right?
Not all day. No, no, it's not. But, you know, I didn't spend all weekend out there. I can promise you that.
Oh, good. I'm glad to hear.
Well, what's happening on the roadways today?
Actually, not a whole lot so far, which is good news. Traffic just starting to pick up if you're leaving the house. Northbound Fordham Boulevard from Greensboro Street to 54. 54 eastbound just busy in spots as well from Fordham Boulevard to 40. And once you hop on 40 eastbound, that remains delay free out of Chapel Hill from Highway 86 to the Durham Freeway. If you see anything while traveling, you can be a WCHL Road Warrior. Give us a call at 967-8363 or safely tweet us at WCHL Chapelboro.
I'll tweet you in just a few moments and let you know what I know.
All right.
Right, right on. Just so we'll get it through official channels. Thanks so much.
Sure.
Talk to you in a while.
Okay.
WCHL's Chapel Hill Carboro weather is brought to you this morning by Cruisers. It is 37 degrees right now. Boy, a little bit nippy. Sunshine today. High today in the middle 60s. Tonight clear with a low in the low 40s. And then tomorrow, Veterans Day. Partly sunny with a high of about 70 degrees. Cruisers Convenience Marketplace. That's where you can fuel up every morning with Cruisers Fresh Brewed Beans Cafe Coffee. Cappuccino and hot chocolate. Make it your way every day. Guaranteed to taste great at Cruisers. Good to go. All right, time now for your celebrity birthdays on WCHL. We got a few of those to tell you about this morning. And we will start with Senator Barbara Boxer, a Democrat from California, 74 years old today. The president of Nicaragua, Daniel Ortega, 69 years old today. Let's see here. Golfer Fuzzy Zeller, 63. Singer Marshall Crenshaw, 61 years old today. Stanley Tucci, the actor, 54. Gosh, I thought he was older than that. Actress Demi Moore, 52. Actress Calista Flockhart, 50 years old today. Actor Philip McKeon is 50. I also thought he was older. Actor Frank John Hughes, 47 years old today. Television personality Carson Kressley, no idea how he got to be where he is, and he's 45 years old today. Actor David DeLuise is 43. Dom's son. Actor Leonardo DiCaprio is 40 years old today. And NFL quarterback Mark Sanchez turns 28 today. Got a local celebrity celebrating a birthday today. That would be Mairead Garvey. Happy birthday, Mairead. Everybody's going to be celebrating with you because that's a big deal. Mairead Garvey, happy birthday from all of us at WCHL.
All right, time now for trivia. Once again, ladies and gentlemen, Freddie Kiger has just walked into the room wearing this suit this morning. Why are you so dressed up, Freddie?
I thought it would suit you.
Or either that or you tied one on last night.
And I just woke up.
And you haven't been home yet.
What's that online? Oh, I woke up to the smell of pancakes. Yes, I fell asleep at Denny's again. The night before.
I don't think I've heard that before.
Ah.
In this case, it would be...
No. Ron's shop. Being very kind. I'm not really in a suit.
It might be the Waffle Shop if they stayed open all night. Don't you wish they did?
The Waffle Shop, Denny, on Franklin Street, shop, didn't stay open all night?
I don't think so, no. I love that place.
Wait a minute. Ye Olde Waffle Shop or the Waffle Shop?
No, I'm thinking about Ye Olde Waffle
Shop. Oh, no. Because the Waffle Shop...
Yeah.
Down Franklin Street does, don't they?
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I'm a big fan of Ye Olde
Waffle Shop.
Oh,
Ye Olde
Waffle Shop,
of course. We've been there, been there forever.
Yeah, exactly.
Good spot.
So, anyway, it wouldn't matter to me if,
it don't matter to me.
I'm not out gallivanting around at that time of the morning anyway, so.
If he was, folks, we'd find Ron face down in his omelet.
Like, as we'll tell you next hour. Bredman's opens up at 7 a.m.
Yeah.
Every day.
Yeah.
And, of course, I'm on the air by that time, so
exactly.
I never get a chance to go
yeah,
to breakfast.
Yeah, but Bill Piscatello sometimes brings you breakfast.
Yeah. Once in a while. Yeah. It's been a while.
Either he or, oh.
It's been a while,
how
Bill.
Long has it been, Bill or Roy?
Bill, Roy, I don't know, but it's been too long. I'll say that much.
And I live at 620. You know where I'm at. Share the love here, buddy.
Yeah, man. Come on.
Speaking of which, we're going to do something along making a call here. We're going to do famous sports calls today.
Oh, good.
Famous sports calls.
All right.
Everybody ready?
All right.
You ready?
This is Jones Angel sports calls.
Oh, that would be a good one.
Yeah.
I mean, the Giovanni Bernard would be the equivalent to the Woody Durham unbelievable Walter Davis.
Yeah.
Duke Carolina basketball.
How about one that came that has come to mind for me a lot this year? Go, Romar, go!
That's good.
Love it.
All right, sportscaster Jack Buck exclaimed, "I don't believe what I just saw." Who hit the home run to win World Series Game 1 between the Dodgers and Athletics and evoke Buck's famous television call.
This is Gerald Remoyne, General Manager, Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill. We're proud of the performance promise, and we're proud of our community, too. That's why Performance Auto Mall highlights the great community service demonstrated by today's Village Pride Award honoree.
Timna Understein is today's WCHL hometown hero.
I created Respect the Raise after my third melanoma-related diagnosis, which was in 2012. It's evolved from a simple Facebook page to an organization that educates as part of a larger melanoma community. Is a blog, is a place to come and feel connected to others. It's also about letting people know that this disease, melanoma, is not just about skin, but that it can spread to other areas of the body and be deadly. It's also a place to empower people, to let them know how to protect themselves.
Timna Understein knows.
I grew up in Southern California on the beach, always in the sun and loving it. Even with warnings from my dermatologist about the risk of skin cancer, I continued to tan into adulthood. My belief was that skin cancer was just of the skin and that if I got it, they would just cut it out and I'd be fine. However, at age 38, I got my first diagnosis with melanoma and learned quickly it was not just a disease of the skin. I was in total fear and I let the fear rule my life. Then I got a second melanoma diagnosis, and that was the tipping point for me where I had to turn this new melanoma life into something positive. And that's kind of how Respect the Raise was born.
Timna Understein works hard to get the word out, to tell the story, and to help other people.
Aside from the Facebook, the Twitter, and all the social media, I go into local schools to educate young people about sun safety and melanoma. I create developmentally appropriate programs based on my audience. So, for example, at Chapel Hill High School, I do an interactive PowerPoint program, which is very thorough and detailed. But for elementary school kids, I teach them a song. They learn about sun safety through music and movement.
And Timna says tanning beds are definitely not safe.
It's very dangerous. Here's a statistic that's pretty scary. People who first use tanning beds before the age of 35 increase their risk for melanoma by 75%.
Working on a tan is just not worth it.
Basically, UV radiation, whether from the sun or from a tanning bed, is classified as a human carcinogen, which means that an exposure to it can lead to cancer.
Her organization is called Respect the Raise. Timna Understein is today's WCHL hometown hero.
Performance Auto Mall is proud to put today's Village Pride Award honoree in our spotlight. And remember, at Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill, we carry Acura, BMW, Chevrolet, Porsche, and Subaru. But we also have access to nearly 4,000 pre-owned automobiles. At Performance Auto Mall, we can find your next automobile, no matter the brand. We promise.
All right, it is 6:58 at WCHL. A couple of minutes until 7 o'clock. A lot of phone calls.
Freddie, I'm going to tell you right off the bat, I don't know the answer to the question of your...
I'll give you a hint. 1988, October 15th, he was a pinch hitter.
Mm-hmm.
Two outs at the bottom of the ninth, one man on, Dodgers trailing 4-3. He was suffering from a stomach virus, and he had hamstring injuries to both legs. He could barely walk to the plate.
Yeah.
And hit a home run into the right field stands against Dennis Eckersley, who led the majors in saves that year.
You know, I'm going to admit, seriously, years ago, if you'd asked me that question, I would have known. But I haven't really followed Major League Baseball that closely for about 30 years, I guess. So, no, I don't know.
Kirk Gibson.
Oh, cool.
Kirk Gibson. You know, he goes around the bases and he's pumping.
Yeah.
I mean, just limping around the bases.
Yeah.
But he did. Unbelievable. Hamstring injuries to both legs. Was ill with a stomach virus. Dodgers are down 4-3, bottom of the ninth. Two outs. The count runs 2-2 against the guy, Dennis Eckersley, who led the majors and saves that that season. And he jerked an inside fastball into the right field stands.
It was an unbelievable World Series moment.
That's the answer we were searching for. Kirk Gibson and Laurie Swikert called in with the answer. I haven't heard from Laurie in a while. Thank you very much, Laurie. Laurie gets a $10 gift certificate to Cruisers. And Freddie will be back with another question for you tomorrow morning, bright and early. And tomorrow is Rock and Roll Tuesday. So look forward to that. It's going to be nice today, sunny with a high in the middle 60s, starting out a little chilly, 37 degrees right now. It's 7 o'clock.
This is 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
CBS News, I'm Frank Setapani. Veterans Affairs Secretary Bob McDonald is ready to announce the biggest shakeup in the history of the VA. On 60 Minutes last night, McDonald told CBS's Scott Pelley how he felt about efforts to cover up long treatment delays at VA hospitals.
I was incensed. Our veterans have earned these benefits. They earned them with their lives in danger.
McDonald says his list of employees who could be fired or otherwise punished for cooking the books on treatment delays has more than 1,000 names on it. From now on, he says, workers will be encouraged to tell the truth.
People get rewarded for bringing adverse information forward.
That has never been the case before.
It's going to be the case now.
An Army veteran who came back from Afghanistan a few months ago was gunned down on a street in Los Angeles. Fellow veteran Lonnie Potter didn't know 21-year-old Francisco Garcia, but felt he had to come out to pay his respects.
He would go abroad to serve our country and then come back to die on our streets is really just wrenching. It's gut-wrenching.
Police believe the killer targeted Garcia after a dispute of some sort. A spokesman for the Minnesota Department of Transportation has some advice for drivers.
Folks, you need to slow down and take your time.
The upper Midwest is getting its first taste of winter weather. Enough snow to shovel is already on the ground in the Dakotas and parts of Minnesota. Government forecaster Andrew Orison expects a lot more to fall.
1.5 feet of snow, especially tonight and tomorrow morning, across parts of eastern Minnesota, across northern and central Wisconsin, even areas around Minneapolis. We'll be seeing heavy snowfall.
Arctic air funneling down from Canada will produce temperature drops of as much as 40 degrees over the next few days as far south as Georgia. New questions are being raised about GM's delayed recall of defective ignition switches. CBS's Vicki Barker is live with the latest.
The automaker reportedly placed an urgent order for 500,000 replacement ignition switches for Chevy Cobalt and other small cars nearly 2 months before notifying federal safety regulators about the defective parts. The Wall Street Journal calls that more ammunition for lawyers challenging GM's account of just what it knew about the problem, what it did about it, and when it began warning consumers. For its part, GM says it wasn't required to disclose details of the parts order. Frank?
The U.S. and China have deep differences over human rights and a host of other issues. But in Beijing today, President Obama announced a deal to make travel between the two countries easier.
The United States and China have agreed to implement a new arrangement for visas that will benefit everyone from students to tourists to businesses large and small.
The latest Trilby-Lundberg survey of filling stations around the country shows another big drop over the last 2 weeks.
13 cents down, and the new average is the lowest since December 2010. It is $2.94.
$2.65 in Memphis, but $3.27 in San Francisco. S&P futures are up 2 points. This is CBS News.
Fraudulent charges aren't always so easy to find. They can start out as just a few dollars. That's why Discover Card monitors every purchase every day.